It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. New York Congressman George Santos pleaded not guilty to over a dozen charges, including fraud and lying to Congress.
If convicted, George Santos faces up to 20 years in prison for the most serious charges, among them seven counts of wire fraud. While Republicans and Democrats have called for him to resign, he says he won't.
I appreciate leadership for being patient at this time and for allowing the process to play out. I think this is about innocent until proven guilty. This starts. I have my right to fight to prove my innocence.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is still rebuffing questions about whether he would call for Santos to step down. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
An immigration restriction put in place during the pandemic is expiring.
The immigration restriction known as Title 42 is set to expire. The COVID-19 related rules allowed border officials to quickly expel migrants to Mexico since early 2020 when the pandemic hit. The Biden administration is replacing it with new rules that will deny asylum to migrants who arrive at the border without first applying online, or they must seek protection in a third country they've passed through. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Brownsville, Texas.
Former President Trump was the guest of honor at a CNN town hall where he was asked about many hot topics, including the debt ceiling.
I say to the Republicans out there, congressmen, senators, if they don't give you massive cuts, you're going to have to do a default. And I don't believe they're going to do a default because I think the Democrats will absolutely cave.
President Biden and congressional leaders will meet again Friday. A Democratic senator returned to Capitol Hill Wednesday. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Dianne Feinstein's nearly three-month absence from the U.S. Capitol had been a big problem for her party. Democrats had trouble confirming some judicial nominees through the Judiciary Committee without Feinstein there with a pivotal vote. She's recovering from shingles and continues her recovery, she said in a statement today. And doctors have advised her to keep a lighter schedule in the short term.
SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher joined writers on the picket lines in Los Angeles, standing in solidarity with others in the industry.
We're always going to be chasing that elusive contract, and it's going to get further and further out of all of our grasps, and the contract is not going to reflect the business as it is.
Movies and series whose scripts were locked in before the strike can go on with production. Existing scripts must be shot exactly as they were as of midnight May 1st. Not a word can be changed, cut, added, or altered. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I've been driving commercial vehicles for 20 years. Every big road across this country, anywhere the work takes me, that's where I'm driving. But that's not where I'm going. I'm going to see my little girl graduate high school and my boy get married and to teach my grandkids a thing or two. And I realize everyone out there is going somewhere. So it just makes sense to help each other get there safely. Let's all get where we're going. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, May 11th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 at the ADRC CW in Wisconsin Rapids. The board meeting will follow at 9:30. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. by teleconference. The PACE Commission will meet at 11 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. and the Public Works Committee meeting will be at 5. The Central Oaks Academy Governance Board meeting will take place at 2 over Zoom. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5. The Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5, and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30, and the City Council meeting will begin at 5. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 80. 56 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 70s Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Possibility and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this a Witch Hunt and Cancel Culture Wednesday edition.
I'll call it Hump Day, Crudy. Good to see you. Evan working the board, the fair audience. Thank you for joining us.
Dominic, there are a lot of big stories today. Perhaps the bigger-ish one. George Santos, sitting U.S. Congressman, Republican, indicted. Lots of charges.
Lots and lots of charges.
Wire fraud, money laundering, lots and lots of charges. Hell, even committing unemployment fraud. And my understanding is George Santos, in, you know, his brief tenure in Congress so far, it's been a big part of trying to push against unemployment fraud, something apparently he knows a lot about.
Well, maybe he understands how, pardon me, how easy it was for him, and he wants to button that up, you know, you climb the ladder and pull the ladder up behind you. That's how Santos does it.
Well, Dom, I'd love to talk about that from the top, but we've got to get to the cancel culturing happening right in our own backyard. Poor U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, Rojo.
Apparently, Rojo has been canceled, and not by us. Although Dom did cancel him somewhere.
He's kind of been canceled. I don't invite him around anymore.
It's an unofficial mean girl sort of cancellation. I mean. Medical College of Wisconsin backs off, as the headline says, hosting panel featuring Ron Johnson. Then the fallout begins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dominic, the Medical College of Wisconsin last week called off a panel on the uses and abuses of diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in medicine and science after students and faculty said the subject lacked scientific evidence and flew in the face of the college's values.
Well, that sounds like something Rojo would attend.
The decision has triggered speakers on the panel, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson among them, to argue they are victims of cancel culture and intolerance of contrary thought in academia. Yeah, when you're wrong, we don't tolerate it as much. I read on. The fallout is a classic clash. Classic clash. Say that three times fast. Between those who embrace diversity, in this case, want to address the underlying inequities that cause health disparities, and those who argue that diversity race and equity efforts are teaching white guilt and undermining the ideals of freedom and equality by contending systemic racism has created two Americas.
I wonder what side Rojo falls on.
He's colorblind, Dom.
Yeah.
At the center is the medical college, whose leadership gave reasons for canceling the event that neither side found adequate. In an email to campus Thursday, which was obtained by the Journal Sentinel, the Medical College of Wisconsin president and CEO John Raymond said he wasn't rescinding the use of campus facilities for the panel because of the views of the speakers or concerns about its makeup. He was doing so because discussions surrounding the panel had become unacceptably disruptive and distracted us from the responsibility of our upcoming graduation events. This weekend graduation here in Madison as well, Dom, and Mother's Day, of course. Don't want to upset Mom. While I have decided to rescind the use of our facilities for the symposium, I am retaining the possibility to allow the symposium or a similar event to be held at the MCW in the future under less disruptive conditions, Dom. If it ain't disruptive, you ain't doing it right.
Crudy, no one interviewed Tuesday understood what Raymond was referring to, and a campus spokesperson did not provide any specific concerns about safety or campus disruptions. A quote from Wisconsin State Rep Dave Murphy of Greenville, Wisconsin. That's Crudy's buddy. Here's what he said.
You used to live in that area, man. You literally lived in Greenville. I've interviewed the man a couple times, and he's very Mr. Rogers when you get a little video of the man. But the underlying sentiment, Dom, he's anti-vaxxer, anti-constitution, and certainly anti-Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon.
He said, I was flabbergasted trying to envision a bunch of medical students and their doctor professors marching with pitchforks on our event. Again, Rep. Dave Murphy of Greenville. The panel was scheduled for May 12th. In addition to Johnson and Murphy, it was to feature John Saylor, a senior fellow and director of university policy at the National Association of Scholars.
Wait. Just because you call yourselves that, that's it. Dom, I've heard you claim you could be in Mensa, and I don't think it's true either. You know what I mean? Like, we can all make up a title. It's like making up a club so you can be the president.
Yes, I am the senior fellow of Most Awesome Radio Show Ever Association. The organization, the National Association of Scholars, was founded by Steve Balch, B-A-L-C-H, a conservative scholar who called the 2020 election a liberal coup and has opposed efforts to legalize same-sex marriage. The Wisconsin chapter of the organization, the Wisconsin Association of Scholars, organized the event. The National Association of Scholars, through a group called Civics Alliance, argues that American higher education institutions have been taken over by a radical establishment determined to replace proper civics education with pedagogies such as critical race theory and action civics, which euphemize radical political activism in the classroom. In court, the association has authored amicus brief against the consideration of race in college admissions and in defense of a teacher who was fired for refusing to use a student's preferred pronouns. So there's a little background of the organization.
You know why I know what the pedagogies are? Because I listen to the Busted Pencils right here on the Civic Media. Dr. Tim Slecker, that's like education talk, Dom. You know, because they are the renowned, National Association of We Made Up the Name Scholars?
In a statement to the Journal Sentinel, a college spokesperson said the event was not sponsored, sanctioned, or endorsed by the Medical College of Wisconsin, adding the college, quote, shares its facilities routinely with many outside groups.
Yeah, but that's a nice trick. By going to the Medical College of Wisconsin, seemingly it would cast its credibility upon the symposium being hosted there. It's not like you're just renting out your facilities. You're not the Wisconsin Center, are you?
It kind of seems like they kind of are. I mean, you got facilities, may as well use them. The Journal Sentinel continues, regardless, the panel sparked alarm among students and faculty in a petition more than 1,000 signatures strong. They questioned why the college was providing a platform to an event that lacked any physician voices and any academic experts on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in education. A quote from the petition: "The presence of this organization on campus directly impacts our students, especially those who are routinely subjected to discrimination and the effects of racism. Discourse that is politically motivated and not rooted in evidence adds nothing to the Medical College of Wisconsin learning community and makes our learners feel unsafe. As their faculty, we feel that it is our duty to strongly state our opposition to this event."
Dominic, I want to jump ahead for the reason, you know, those that would decry the cancellation of this event, and there are a number of students on campus quoted, but, you know, I want to get more information out there. Members of the panel expressed their disagreement with Raymond's decision to what? Rescind facilities. Johnson, Rojo, as we call him occasionally, Dom, who has repeatedly championed and amplified misinformation about health and science. Oh, yes, he has.
Yeah, put that guy in the medical
college. Tried all the drugs, said through his spokesperson that the cancellation was unfortunate and indicative of the current lack of freedom and diversity of thought in higher education. The center did not realize the panel was being billed as focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts in healthcare. He was asked to be on the panel to provide his insights regarding our failed response to COVID, according to his communications director, Dom. So a diversity inclusion panel, including the whitest guy in Congress, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And of course, he's an anti-vaxxer, pro-ivermectin, pro-hydroxychloroquine, pro-snake oil. Seems quite odd that they offer a symposium. And here's the other part. Through Pels, Rojo says he embraces the idea, and I used the quote before, Dom, here's where I got it. In quotes, Ron Johnson thinks we should embrace the idea of a colorblind society, says the rich white man. In questions, if students were truly being admitted to medical schools based on merit and qualifications, you know, he doesn't like diversity, Dom, because some white kid might get left out with a mediocre resume. A little bit more. He also said he would like medicine practice based on uncorrupted science and not political ideology, which is very rich and ironic coming from you, Rod.
Crudy, your buddy Murphy, the legislator from Greenville, Wisconsin, said he planned to speak from the perspective of an advocate for free speech on college campuses and share his thoughts on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, but not in terms of its use in medicine, despite that being the advertised focus of the event. Here's what Murphy said. If you're going to have diversity, equity, and inclusion, we would like to see that diversity also go to intellectual and viewpoint diversity, which doesn't happen today.
He'd like to represent the flat earthers on the panel, Tom.
Let's see what else here. Brian Volkman, a professor of biochemistry at Medical College of Wisconsin, confirmed to the journal via email that he was a faculty host. He says it's regrettable that Raymond, who canceled it, so obviously manipulated by a cancel culture mob comprised of his own faculty and students. The panel will still take place at a location near the campus. Dr. Raymond personally helped us obtain this new location, and the Wisconsin Association of Scholars is grateful for his support. Well, that was nice of
you. Contradictory statements there. Don't they seem a little?
Like, just a little. Just a little. I mean, what do you expect, though?
Dominic, Saylor has no peer-reviewed research on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. I've never claimed to have authored peer-reviewed articles on DEI, which has absolutely no bearing on whether I should be allowed to speak. I have no credibility or expertise.
You could be on Fox News then.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on at enjoymtpleasant.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 51. Southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows around 55. Overcast skies. Much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break on the hump day. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
You know, I did a little rambling around the great state of Wisconsin again today, Dom. Started early. Drove up to Wood County. First, I stopped by Plainview. You know what Plainview? You know what that city, little town's famous for?
What?
Ed Gein. The butcher of Plainview.
Oh, no.
My wife brought that to my attention when I mentioned I was going to stop there. I was in the Long Lake area, beautiful part of the state. And then I went on to Wisconsin Rapids, and I met with the locally grown radio team. We're playing there right now, Dom. You can hear us on the 1320 AM and also on the FM 97.5. And I heard a little bit of Earl Ingram on 1100 AM on the drive up this morning. And on the way back, I heard the Brewers. They didn't play so well today.
No, Clayton not so Kershaw. Well today. How about yesterday?
Pitching Jim from Kershaw. Yesterday they lost. Monday they won.
So well, they did win money. We give those tickets away. All right.
Yeah, when we send our audience to the game down, the Brewers win. But you nearly jinxed the whole weekend. You were the one that effectively said, you know, when we sent you to the game, the Brewers will win. Well, they had two losses and then one on Sunday. But otherwise, your prediction would have been true. You would have jinxed the Brewers into losing.
You're welcome. Yes, it is me. It's karma in me. I control the universe.
They would have been swept, Dom.
Oof.
Because of your jinxing. You said it aloud.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Robin Voss for just a minute, Dom. And also, one thought for you. I know you've also got a convertible. Beautiful, gorgeous day. It's like 78 degrees.
That's a little warmer sun out there, man. It's shiny. Cooler by the lake.
I had the top down on the way home.
Nice.
Like hauling ass down the highway, Dom.
Hair blowing in the breeze.
Less so for me, but I did take the hat off for a minute, you know, try to get a little sun up on the chrome dome. But let me ask you, Dom, when you're driving that big-ass Cadillac convertible of yours, you know, baby blue, 1976, yeah. Ragtop, when you're kicking her back at your arm around the missus, and a song comes on the radio, what song would make you sing out loud? Let's assume Steffi's not there to, you know, to insult you or punch you for doing it. You know, if you're unfettered by audience, if you're singing like nobody's watching, what song would make you sing aloud? Because I did that earlier today. I'm just curious.
And what's, okay, well, you tell me. I mean, I did sing it to a song recently, and I don't recall exactly what it was. I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, I have a horrible voice. But then I thought, well, you know, I'm still singing, so that's a good thing. You know, everyone's got a talent. It's just not my greatest talent. But I don't recall the song. What was your song?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not clear either, even though it was earlier today. You know, we are back from 420 break. What can I say, man? Maybe Chris Cornell? I know I was listening to Lithium before I turned on, you know,
a little Soundgarden,
fine civic media talk thing. But yeah, man, I was. It was either that or Taylor Swift, one or the other. I can't remember.
Well, I mean, Cornell's got had a wonderful voice. That's a hard one to copy. Yeah, I'm thinking more like you know, the heavy metal stuff that I can, you know, a little more yelling is more my style. There's some James Hetfield from Metallica.
Last night, Foo Fighters, Hero. I had my kid in the car and just cranked it on him. I'm like, this is rock and roll, son.
Oh, so good.
Nothing, what'd you say, would make you sing aloud?
Oh, I mean, I don't remember anything specific, but I love singing, man. I'm just terrible at it.
Anything from the Frozen soundtrack?
What?
Let it go. I know you'd sing to Frozen. You've got a daughter.
I've never seen it, so I can't speak to it.
What sort of parent hasn't seen Frozen that has
my
daughter?
Kids have seen it. I just haven't seen it.
Haven't you seen every Disney movie up to a certain age? I thought that was, you know, any new entertainment that came down the pike from Disney, you know, Pixar, whatever. Oh man, put the kids in the station wagon or the minivan back then, and we're going to the movies.
Going to the movies. I like the Shrek. I saw the Shrek. Those were fun. You know, the ones that are kind of written for the kids, but also for the adults. Those are the ones I
sort
like.
Of the double entendre movies.
Right.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I mean, I don't know about that, but
you had a thing for that rabbit, didn't you?
For the rabbit or for the busty woman, just Jessica, was that her name in the cartoon?
I think it was the rabbit.
It was a long time. Well, yeah, Roger was the rabbit, but there was another female cartoon lead as well.
Who you were very into, I feel quite confident. I mean, 844-967-2789. What song makes you sing out loud?
Oh, God.
Here's what makes me complain on the radio. The governance of Speaker Robin Foss. And I'm not the only one. I have the full support of the Cap Times editorial board. Robin Foss proposes the wrong idea at the wrong time for UW.
Yeah, but it's the right place.
A little bit from this article. Op-ed piece, newly elected Madison Alder, MGR Govindajaran.
There you go.
A University of Wisconsin Madison student. It is a long and complicated word. It's a long and winding road to say this word. A University of Wisconsin Madison student who represents much of the campus wisely observed last week, the university has an obligation to protect their students of color. To make us feel welcome, make us feel safe, make us feel like you want us here for more than just diversity points.
Oof.
He spoke as long simmering concerns about UW's failure to do enough to make campus a safe and welcoming space for Black students came to a head with thousands of students of all backgrounds joining protests in the street and online in response to a viral video in which a white UW student spouted very racist rhetoric. The protest grew in size and intensity after 200 students held a sit-in last Wednesday in Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin's office. Activists from UW's Black Power Coalition delivered a list of 9 demands. Many of the demands focused on a call for an immediate investigation into expelling the student who is seen speaking in the video, along with other students who are seen and heard in it. LeVar Charleston, UW-Madison Deputy Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Inclusion, simply stated the law does not allow the university to take punitive action for words like these spoken in private spaces, even the words that are racist and hateful. Come back. We'll talk more on the radio.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Mid-State Technical College fall registration is now open. New classes being offered include metal fabrication and fire service certification. They also have a QuickBooks and Office Essentials certificate, as well as fundamentals of programming. These new programs and certificates are a result of growing demand in the Central Wisconsin community. Mid-State offers a wide variety of flexible, affordable classes, including in-person and online. Classes start August 21st. Where to put the new Justice Center in Portage County is still up in the air. The county board has not come to a decision after multiple weeks of voting. They're trying to decide if the new facility should be downtown or on the edge of the city. The project will cost around $180 million. While people in Stevens Point aren't arguing that a new facility is needed, they want the board to utilize the tax dollars in the most efficient manner to address the needs of the county. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 52 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 80. 56 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 70s Friday and Saturday. Chance for scattered showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
No, I have weird request of our audience, 844-967-2789. Nothing kinky, just, you know, might ask him to sing a few bars. Dom, I want to get back to this op-ed in Robin Foss and diversity just for a moment longer from the body of the editorial. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs won't solve all the problems on the UW campus, but they have a vital role to play in making the campus safer and more welcoming for students of color. Indeed, if recent events have taught us anything, it is that the programs are needed now more than ever. Unfortunately, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss decided last week to declare war on these programs. Voss's timing could not have been worse, and his thinking could not have been more wrong-headed. Even as students were making well-reasoned demands for enhanced diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, Voss was pressuring UW-Madison and other schools in the UW system to zero out funding that currently supports such programs. If money is not reallocated from these initiatives, Voss threatened to cut overall funding for the system. Voss claims that diversity programs, which he say cost $16 million each year, are making the state's universities, and here's the quote, into institutions of indoctrination. A little bit more from the speaker. The offices are teaching students to view the world entirely through the lens of race, which only grows the racial divide, argued the speaker. The Cap Times editorial board, Dom, argue Voss is wrong.
Crudy, they continue. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs seek to realize the full promise of universities by assuring that students, staffers, and faculty members from all backgrounds are given every opportunity to realize their potential in academic settings and in life. As the UW-Madison School of Education explained, these programs seek to promote equity and inclusion, quote, by reducing barriers to access, increasing the demographic diversity of our staff, faculty, and students, and encouraging scholarship, teaching, and service that embraces and engages the full measure of the diversity of our society, unquote. The editorial continues, that's hardly a radical construct. In fact, that is precisely what a modern university should be doing. Students are simply demanding that UW-Madison do more in this regard, which makes sense, not just because of the controversy involving the racist video, but because of the need for the school to do more to recruit and retain top students and faculty members. Eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, as Voss proposes to do, would make the UW-Madison and other UW system schools outliers at a time when they should be leaders. If Voss wants Wisconsin to be on the cutting edge of achievement and innovation when it comes to higher education,
we
certainly hope he does, the Cap Times editorial says, the speaker and his colleagues should use the state's massive budget surplus to steer more resources towards the UW system. That will give our universities the freedom and flexibility they need to educate all students, conduct vital research, and serve the whole of the state via the Wisconsin Idea Agenda that for more than a century has addressed challenges facing Wisconsinites and their communities. Some of that funding should go to expanding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs because they represent a smart investment in the future of the UW system. Instead of rejecting the demands of UW students, Robin Voss should be heeding their wise counsel. The speaker may not agree with every recommendation, but he should recognize that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are not the problem. They are part of the solution. The Cap Times editorial writes today.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones against my better judgment. CJ, before you rant or rave about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, any other topic, what song makes you sing aloud in the car, CJ, when nobody's watching?
The New Radicals, You Get What You Give.
Maybe we could look that one up for you. So,
oh my God, please. You want to get up and dance, baby.
See, Brickhouse gets me dancing, CJ. Is that the same song? Will that one make you dance? And I'm familiar with the song. But is that because it makes you dance or sing? Because those are two different things. Like, Brickhouse makes me dance, but other songs make me sing.
Well, actually, it's kind of has a personal context to me, but I'm going to keep that to myself. But it's a very meaningful that I love to sing, and I'll actually stop the car and dance to it. So I've been known to do that right in the middle of traffic. So, I'm kind of surprised. As far as news goes today, I can't believe you didn't start and open up with that I was proven right again that the Biden family is bought and paid for. And did you watch?
I was on the road, CJ. Were you listening? Because I've already described the fact that I've been to Wisconsin Rapids in Plainview. And I listened to a little of the SiriusXM between the radio shows. But no, I didn't hear that there was any there. You're talking about the Comer, don't indict Hunter before I can lay the goods out on him?
It's not Hunter. It's not Hunter. It's even his grandchildren. $10 million. Bought and paid for. I've said it since before the election.
Well, again, there's nothing tying in this report, if I may, CJ, and I appreciate you're very concerned about the children of presidents and family members of presidents making gobs of money. I posted a piece on the Hill, and you can get to it. There's a link to the 36-page report based on some bank records. Doesn't show any foreign money flowing directly to Joe Biden, but the case being, if you're concerned and think that there is an issue with, you know, family members of politicians getting paid, what are your thoughts about the bonesaw Saudis giving Jared Kushner $2 billion of a fund that Jared Kushner never did that kind of work before? Do you think that's acceptable?
He's not an investment advisor. He's not even a very good real estate mogul.
Okay, so that's $2 billion. Do you think that this committee, this oversight committee headed by Comer, should be looking into that? You're talking about $2 billion directly to one person who worked in the White House, made hundreds of millions of dollars while in the White House. But here we have Comer going after Biden. I just want to know, are you consistent in your criticism of this kind of behavior, CJ?
He wasn't the vice president like Joe Biden was. So the mere fact that you
What does that have to do with? This is a family member. The grandkids of Joe Biden aren't the vice president either, dude. So what is your point?
Does it matter to you? Does it? It was an ally. It wasn't from the Communist China Party either. But he probably filed taxes. There's potential proof. And you guys. You know,
potential proof. I could potentially slam dunk a basketball, CJ. You could potentially make a good point someday. If it's proven that there's some family members of Hunter Biden getting paid by the Chinese or the Russians or the Saudis, and it's nefarious, sure, okay, go after them. Well, there's already issues with Trump and his family, and nobody, you don't give a damn about that.
844-967-2789. Dom, I have cast a needed aspersion on Plainview. It apparently is not the home of Ed Gein, as Mike from Brookfield is called to correct me on the air and on the record.
All right.
What do you got for us, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
You keep saying Plainview or Plainville or something like that. It's a Plainfield, Wisconsin. That's where Ed Gein's from. My dad grew up there, and he actually knew Ed. In fact, my whole family knew Ed.
You know, I actually might.
They didn't have dinner together.
They had dinner together?
What?
No, they did not have dinner together.
Yeah, right.
Why was it Leatherface stew? What were they serving?
Well, he did like to give away deer sausage, but no one ever saw him get a deer.
No one ever saw him get a deer. You know who else goes deer hunting every year but never gets a deer? Scott Walker.
Scott Walker.
I wouldn't eat anything Scott Walker was given, Mike. Sorry to cut you short, man. Your phone's a little bad. That and you corrected me on the radio. 844.
Plainfield. Where were you at? I thought you said Plainfield.
Plainview. I was in Plainview.
Gotcha. Okay.
Trusted. The lovely Mrs. Crudy was correct in her assessment that Ed Gein was the butcher of Plainview, and it was Plainfield. I got it wrong. I blame Liza. 844.
She's 967-2789. You can call Liza. We take all callers.
Do we? Not hers. Not right now. Jake from Milwaukee will take yours, though. Welcome. What do you got for us, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
You know, guys don't like Robin Voss? I don't get it. Anyways.
I don't like his governance. Personally, I got nothing against the man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it was weird to hear CJ actually be human. Thanks, CJ.
You know what? That you know cool. When CJ exposes
you know,
himself?
But you guys are. Yeah, but you guys are able to do that. Like, if you listen to Whitey Tidy guys, they can't do it. They're incapable of actually saying, hey, you know, we have some stuff in common. Why don't we talk about it, right? Whereas you guys are like, hey, come on, we can disagree on stuff, but what do you like to do other than that? Or do you like to drink a beer? What's your favorite beer? You know, that kind of stuff is something that our country is missing. And I just want to say that's really cool. And normally I actually, you know, I'm down on you guys because you guys kind of suck all the time. But this time is pretty cool. And CJ didn't rap. Never mind. I'm just talking crap right now.
Jake, anyways, now that you've talked all the crap, what are you singing for us on the radio today?
Oh, my gosh. I love so
Carpool
many
Carpool karaoke time for you, Jake. You've walked out the plank, man. Now you're on the hot seat.
Okay. 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion. That's a song I sing to all the time. Not dance, but sing. You don't want to see me dance. That's not pretty.
I don't think I want to hear you sing either, Jake. But we appreciate you calling, man.
No, you got to hum a little. You got to sing a little, Jake. It's not just naming the tune. It's you got to sing like two lines.
Okay, 21st Century Digital Boy. I got a lot of man, I forgot. Okay. All right. I'm out of here. I don't have
it's
a voice.
It's the pressure.
Radio.
It's the pressure.
It's not cool when we pressure you, is it, Jake?
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
Does that mean the segment's over? Are we done now?
We got another minute, 2 minutes. Yeah, let's get one more in. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Mark from the SAC.
Oh, God. If CJ pulled over in front of me and started dancing on the side of the highway, I'd call the cops and say, this poor guy's having a seizure.
I'd hit the gas pedal.
No, do not play in traffic, children.
Mark, what song makes you single out in traffic?
Maybe Billy Joel is Piano Man, or then he had to be a big shot. I can't repeat the lyrics, you know, verbatim right now, but I mean, but those.
I can't. Should we sing together, Mark? I was in a piano bar not that long ago, and I sang all those songs all night long.
Oh, boy. I don't know if anyone wants to hear me sing. So maybe...
little Billy Joel for you, Mark. Sing it for us, fellas. Sing it.
Yeah, you had to be a big shot, didn't you? And that's about all I can... Yep.
It's tough. You know, it's one thing speaking on the radio, but when we put a little pressure, that hot spotlight on you, no one wants to be a big shot. Dom does. Sing a little, Dom. Sing a little. Or not. Or no. Come back here, phone calls and singing. 844-967.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 51. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 55. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking your calls at 844-967-2789. Before we get back to the lines, I want to throw this one out there before we run out of time in this hour. Journal Sentinel reporting, follow-up on a conversation we had yesterday with all of you on the radio. Natalie Eilbert reporting from the Wausau Daily Herald on the Journal Sentinel. As family files appeal, Wausau School Board launches a new review of the teacher who used racial slurs.
Another investigation, Dom. Are they investigating the investigators? Or instead of the whitewashing from the HR department that seemingly we got the last time, do you think there would be a legitimate investigation? Because there are a lot of specific incidents that we've seen in the reporting that apparently were kind of swept under the rug by the school district.
Seemingly. Just a little bit here. Less than 24 hours after it heard a litany of complaints about the Wausau School District's retention of a band teacher despite racial and homophobic conduct, the school board on Tuesday announced it would hire an independent attorney to conduct a new investigation. On the same day, attorney Elizabeth Lambert of the Wisconsin Education Law and Policy Hub filed an appeal with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, saying the district erred in dismissing a complaint against Wausau High School teacher Robert Perkins. Lambert is representing Manny and Tuan Vong Pekdi, along with their son, who filed an official complaint of harassment discrimination with the district against Perkins on April 5th. As we mentioned yesterday, they're of Hmong and Lao descent. Their son is a senior at the high school, is openly gay. They said Perkins directed racial and homophobic slurs at the son, who's been too traumatized to regularly attend class. Lambert told the USA Today Network in Wisconsin that she's concerned the district, quote, just got the law wrong because the definition of harassment in state law and district policy does not make allowances for intent. Remember they said, oh, you know, I know it causes unease, but, you know, and yes, they were racial and sexist in nature, but they didn't mean to harm anybody. They didn't mean to do anybody any harm. And we refer to also some other news from yesterday's. Apparently, this teacher referred to some Mexican students as Mexican 1 and Mexican 2. And when he found out that one of his students was came out as bisexual, called her into his office to watch a YouTube video of some lady dancing with an instrument and asked her if he thought that she was, you know, sexy, if it turned her on. Totally, absolutely inappropriate and creeper. But apparently, perhaps some of the blowback was being felt by the school board, and they have now decided to do a further investigation.
If you're listening on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, let us know if you got something to say. 844-967-2789. Nancy from Monroe. Welcome, Nancy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nancy.
Hey, yeah. I just want to, just wondering about how many women that are not signing up for the UW school since Roe versus Wade and since Wisconsin has changed its laws, just on that alone.
Yeah. I think it's hard to say, but I would assume it's in the minds of women at that age. My daughter is 18 years old, right? These are things that are in consideration. If you go to a state where they don't have a board of rights, yeah, maybe they stay away, Nancy.
Yep. And then I just want to say for a song, ZZ Top, Legs. Just slightly.
Have a nice. Good day. Nancy, do you have legs?
I used to when I was younger. But it
awesome,
was always
Nancy.
My
Thank you
song.
So much. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. And not you know, these legs are made for walking, but ZZ Top legs. I'm digging it, Nancy.
Why, what's this?
There we go.
That was a great video. Back in the dawn of MTV, they played this one a lot, didn't they?
Yes.
Not as much as like Thriller,
couple
but
of
they
big
played
videos.
It a lot.
Yeah. That was a good time back then. Those younger days when they actually played music on MTV.
Do they do that now?
I haven't watched in a while.
Do they even make music videos? I mean, I know they do, but it's like for YouTube. And isn't it, aren't they effectively giving their music away for free on YouTube? And I know there's something to be said for lots and lots of listens. But not if it doesn't pay you, right? Are they generating revenue selling Taylor Swift swag because she's
they could sell
on YouTube?
And my impression is, you know, the way that music has been it's a comedy,
commoditized,
right? They make a lot of money or a big chunk of that money on the swag, on the shirts and the sales from the concert tours. You got to be on the road. You want to make that money.
You know my greatest regret in doing this radio show, and I know CJ is still listening, that somewhere along the line, CJ got Devil's Advocate swag, and he paid us nothing for it. I mean, I've been to some recent concerts, man. $50 t-shirts, dude.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Is that the cost of production? Is that supply chain issues?
Nope.
Are you just sticking
it
to your
brand, baby?
I already paid Ticketmaster's fees to get in here. Kind of sucks.
I think the last concert t-shirt
mostly because we don't have
Guns N' Roses. They came to, you know, the Pfizer. If you're in Milwaukee, you got to see them a couple of years ago. So I got, you know, the classic old school GNR t-shirt.
Another song, although it's not their song, it's a cover. Live and Let Die. I always sing that one aloud.
Not Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, then you got to do the whole serpentine thing, you know. Mr. Brownstone liked that one quite a bit as well. Yeah. Less family friendly, though.
A little less. Rocket Queen, a little less family friendly, but, you know, all good music.
What was the one that Axl Rose supposedly had sex with the girlfriend of the drummer?
Rocket Queen, yeah.
And then plays her out in the background. And dude had to play every concert hearing... presumably his ex-girlfriend squealing in ecstasy in the background.
Good times had by all.
Is that a little too much for a relationship to overcome, Dom?
What, having sex with a rock star and then having the rock star put that on the album? You know,
while you were in the same rock band, would that be a bridge too far, Dom?
No. Well, was it one of the other band members? I guess I'm not clear on the story.
Yes.
Oh, it was?
Yes. Kind of like when Joe in college would try to sleep with any of our girlfriends, just any random woman that walked by. Apparently, it was something like
anybody
that.
Who says yes is who it's all about.
Oh, a friend of yours? Okay. You're a friend of mine. Joe's a friendly sort, wasn't he?
Always, always. The most friendly. Very smiley.
We're coming back. We're going to be smiley, Dom. It's going to be a happy hour. You know what? As I was... you know, vehicling around the great state of Wisconsin. What a gorgeous state. But there was a little press conference, and it was George Santos. But first, the scrum before they could even get Santos to the podium, and all I'm hearing is the play out. And I'm just waiting for the profanities to start, get the blankety blank off my... And then suddenly there was this clear voice, and it was Santos.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its
WFHR,
Prediabetes Awareness
Partners. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.